Welcome to the Custom Protection Services Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio. Custom Protection Services Incorporated takes their client safety and security seriously. We have them on our radio show to show you that Custom Protection Services are not a one-size-fits-all security solution. Custom Protection Services provides a hands-on approach and is dedicated to your personal and your company's safety and security. Learn more by visiting www.customprotectionservices.com and by checking out all their social media links. Make sure you check out additional radio shows by clicking on the Custom Protection Services radio show segment on buildingfortunesradio.com. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. Custom Protection Services and Building Fortunes Radio are proud to be able to introduce the company and the customized security product line. And now on to our show with Rock and Peter Mingles. Take it away, Peter.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For those people that might be unfamiliar with my voice, my name is Peter Mingles. We host this Building Fortunes Radio show, and we do this specifically to be able to help entrepreneurs and our Building Fortunes Radio listening audience get a glimpse of some of the great people that are doing wonderful things. Well, recently, I had a conversation with a gentleman named Rock, and I love saying that name because it's just a cool name. Well, Rock, it gets better. Called me from a bunker. So I'm like, this doesn't get any better. Rock's calling me from a bunker, which he might even be calling from now. But anyway, so Rock does some work with a company called Custom Protection Services. And Custom Protection Services has a domain name by the same thing. So it's www.customprotectionservices.com. And he referenced that they were a company that was now being traded over the counter, OTC, and their symbol was CSPS, and they wanted to get the word out so people knew about them. We did a lot of this before the coronavirus thing had happened. And as a result of the coronavirus thing that is happening right now, Rock's business has grown tremendously because lots of people need security. So if you go to CustomProtectionServices.com, you'll be able to see all the cool things that he needs or all the things that he does. And if you check out our previous Building Fortunes radio shows, you'll be able to listen to the previous things that we've done before, some of which were just the coronavirus thing was kind of percolating. Then we did some stuff on forensic investigation, which was fascinating, by a gentleman named Bill Stewart. And then now we're back to talk a little bit about what's happening as we're getting settled in on security and the coronavirus thing. Now, there are a lot of businesses that are shuttered down because of the coronavirus thing, but they still need to protect their assets. There's a lot of homes that need to be protected. There's a lot of businesses that still need to be protected. There's shipments, there's banks, there's everything. There's a huge demand, I am certain, on security. There's huge demands, I'm sure, on people entering buildings and people maybe not being able to enter buildings. We're going to hear some of that stuff as we talk to our great friend Rock as he speaks in it. He's been super busy, so I asked him to carve out about 30 minutes today so we could talk about this. Rock, thanks for being here.
You're welcome. I appreciate you having me on, Peter. It's a crazy time right now. It's not a time for weakness or division with our country. It's really time for, I think it's for everybody to come together. And unfortunately, that brings out also the worst in a lot of people. And that's where we come in. It's in addition to all the other services that we offer. You had mentioned we'd been discussing, you know, forensics as far as not only divorces, but mergers, acquisitions, things of that nature that companies are always looking for. But now that a lot of companies, of course, are having to shut their doors for the time being, that's one big issue that we face and that owners of businesses face. And of course, we hope that they'll, if they will see the light and the fact that since there is no light being shined upon all their closed businesses, it's an open door for the criminal element to come in as well as it's astounding to us that in some states, the actually in cities, their actual political figures and who are allowing criminals of lower crimes to be released from prison, and which in the majority of cases are of the age group that are most relevant of not being affected by the Chinese virus. I say the Chinese virus, you can call it the COVID-19 or the Corona-19 or the Wuhan virus or whatever. It's still, in my mind, it's still the Chinese virus. You know, Peter, I had an interesting story. I spent 5 months in Wuhan, and it's been like 7 years ago. But we're talking about a city that's like 12 million people, 11, 12 million people. And so we, at least all of my people and all our clients, realize not only my expertise on Wuhan, but in China in general, having worked in and out of there for almost 20 years, that it comes to the point that, as I was saying, the people who are being let out on the streets are of that age of the you know, early 30s through the late 40s, and those are the criminals that normally are the ones who are doing the break-ins and the stealing, and even in some cities, they'll actually, you can see them on cameras as well as in person. Not where we are, but from other people who they'll just pack up what they want and walk out the front door because there's no one to stop them. The as far as when you talk about the real purpose and what we talked about for the show today, and I do want to thank you for the Custom Protection show that you have on every week, that we are, you know, we're fighting almost a ghost in most cases. I know I have spoken to the Pence group and have actually, we as a company have brought forward a couple of the products that are being used and developed into stages for fighting and trying to find a virus or a vaccine that's injectable to actually be like a polio shot was for years ago when we were growing up. They just came up with a vaccine, and now they're down to where you can take a pill. So we're in that desperate spot right now. In healthcare, a lot of people don't seem to understand that when we talk about how do you know if you have the Chinese virus or the COVID-19, and they don't even understand that if, for example, you may not even have a fever, but if your taste buds change a lot, or if you don't smell as well as you used to, those are symptoms of, they're symptomatic just like your temperature. What we do at Custom Protection, we offer a screening service for many of the chain stores, you know, such as the Walmarts, or the Macy's, or the Targets, the stores that actually, what we do is we screen their employees when they come to work. They do what's called staggered. The stores that were open, used to be open 24 hours a day. Most of them are now down to 16 or fewer. But with that in mind, what happens is we keep a human resource sheet on every employee that comes in. And, of course, if they have a temperature of, there's two ranges that companies want us to use, but in Walmart it's 100 degrees, you know, don't come to work, where in other stores it's like 99.4. Again, according to what management says, the health people, CDC, tell us that 100 is a definite person who is in, either has corona or is in the midst of it, and it's just not being affected maybe because of their age. Whereas in someone like Walmart that hires even their greeters are normally retirees, it makes it extremely dangerous, you know, for them. The other day we had, unlike just employees using themselves or hiring a manager to take a temperature or ask a few questions, what we offer to people, extremely, everyone else is gouging them, but we're extremely, we're our normal pricing. And but you get, for the same thing you would get as a normal security guard, you also get armed security people who are doing the screening of the employees, but then they're still around the store. I mean, we've had people fighting over toilet paper. It's the wild, wild west, so to speak. In some instances, it goes even beyond that. As far as we've had people pulling knives and hitting each other with baseball bats, and it's absolutely like people wouldn't, they forget that we're all Americans and we're all, you know, we're all trying to make this the best we can as far as the doctors and the nurses and the teachers and the business leaders. I'm so proud of our president and all the people who have spoke up quickly, and now governors and mayors who are on the wagon and setting all the political avenues of discussion to the side, at least in most instances, and allowing people to live as close to a normal where there is no more normal. The new normal is going to be set over the next few weeks. We have a program we call the 620-100, which basically means that we like to tell people to keep at least 6 feet apart and don't stay close to any one person or group longer than like 20 seconds, so that since no one really knows how long the virus stays airborne, but people at CDC have normally suggested that it's at least 30 seconds. So we have the 6 foot, 20 second, as well as we have the 100 degree, that where we tell people that don't come to work if you're employed. We now have companies that are staying open, that like lumber companies, you know, building companies, where there aren't big, large crowds, and we may just be doing their employees. But whereas others, now we're starting to do the actual customers themselves that come in, which helps to create that 6 foot space, as well as to let people know that they are, again, some people actually have it and go through it, and maybe the whole process for them, because of their age or their particular antibodies that are in their body, they may have already had it and, you know, gone away. I had someone the other day that I was a doctor I was speaking to, and I asked him a question because I was posted for a long time over in Africa, and I had to take malaria pills all the time while I was there. I was over in East Africa. As a matter of fact, in 98, I was posted out of the embassy in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. Well, you would call it Tanzania, but you don't speak Swahili like I do. When I was out in the field the day they blew up our embassy there in Dar es Salaam, the same day they blew up the embassy in Kenya, in Nairobi. So I asked him, I said, all those years of me taking the malaria drugs, do you think that does me any good now? And, of course, he laughed, and he said, no, I guess your body just built up strong antibodies. I said, well, I bet it helps that all our people wear masks and gloves, too. And we had a little bit of a chuckle out of that because, it's one of those things that if you're really ill, you don't want to go to work anyway. So it really doesn't matter. But if you're asking for assistance, or if you're in a position that you need help or need guidance, that's, to me, is the rule you should live by. Right now, our home offices are in Montgomery County, Texas, which is the fastest growing county in the United States. But yet, we were lucky enough or had the foresight back in months ago in January when we first saw this happening in China to order the equipment that everyone else finds it hard to get. It's not that we were stockpiling, but that we saw a need coming. And once the president in late January shut down all the opportunities for people from China to fly direct to the United States, it became obvious to us that we had done the right thing. I know that there are people out there who actually have said ill things to me about us being hoarders of all the thermometers and the gloves and the gowns and the masks and all the things that our officers carry. But it's also comforting to them to know that most all our officers are also EMT trained. And so someone's there to handle a variety of different issues that may arise. I know that we had to ship something the other day when you talk about people that are price gouging. A normal item that we ordered just from Austin to come to Conroe, Texas, for one day it weighed a pound, and for one day, next day delivery, it had gone from $17 to $112 for that 1 pound to be delivered 200 miles away. It's just incredible the things that are happening. So we're there to help people. We're hopeful that we can, and we know we have. We've helped a lot of companies who had no real concept of what they should do, and therefore that's why we created also the human resource form for employees so that we could keep a running tally every time they change a shift or come to work each day for those stores that are remaining open. And we now are starting to see even the restaurants and the for us to come in and do their cooks and managers that are doing takeout. It's not just because they aren't open in the front doesn't mean that the employees that are still preparing everyone's goods in the back are not being allowed to continue on because they're, of course, like everyone else, desperate to keep their jobs. And it's a terrible situation, of course, that we as a country are facing. But we also realize that there's light at the end of the tunnel. And that light is, you know, it's going to shine if people allow it to. And, of course, we certainly want it to happen and for everyone to be as safe as possible. We don't want everyone to try and be their own armchair quarterback, but we expect that they, as people would have it, that they have their own opinions and what they think is right for them and their family. But, you know, we shouldn't pretend that this is like a chronic pain we have if you've got a fever or even if you don't have a fever and you're just actually feeling weak or run down, or if you notice, as I said, you're not smelling that good home cooking like you used to get at your favorite restaurant, especially in certain communities. I know there's nothing better than that good old chicken fried steak with lots of gravy, but if you can't smell it anymore, you might have Chinese virus or the Chinese flu. Whatever you want to call it, Corona is here, and it's going to be here forever. We will create a cure, not a cure, but a vaccine that takes time. And as I said, just in speaking with the groups of people that we have contact with in Washington and around the world, that here in America we already have 80 different companies, pharmaceuticals, as well as some that we have ourselves, like Willoline, that we have found, and that is that they already have a vaccine that they use in cancer patients for, they've tested now over almost 4,000 through a few weeks ago, but had been being used for the cure of prostate cancer and for pancreatic cancer, and without the side effects of having to go through chemotherapy, because some people just don't like that. So we're now putting that, we've arranged to, their companies approached us, and we've helped to arrange for them to put that into production as far as in testing. But, again, it's a issue of there's so many people that make so many false claims. You know, everyone, that's the reason they do such long testing. But this particular product that comes from Dr. Kenny is actually been used for many years in testing, but it's been over in other parts of the world because we have such a long testing period here in the United States before they allow it to the public. Right now we're counting on the fact that we can keep people as safe as we can through custom protection services with the services we provide to employees and to customers. And we hope that those people who run across one of custom protection officers and asking questions is that we're making up a human resource form so that we can follow that person, especially if they're employed, but if they're a frequent customer, that we can follow for them the avenue of their own, how their body's reacting to what's happening around the world and what's happening to them. I feel like I've taken all your time of your show, but there's just so much to discuss that I'm very happy you invited us on today.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to do this. Let me run a commercial because the information in our commercial is something that people want to hear for the services you have. Then we'll come back and we're going to wrap it up. So everybody hold tight. You can go to customprotectionservices.com. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to the Custom Protection Services Radio Show, brought to you by buildingfortunesradio.com with Rock and Peter Mingles. Custom Protection Services provides a hands-on approach and is dedicated to your personal and your company's safety and security. Custom Protection Services Incorporated is a Delaware incorporated company with head offices in Conroe, Texas. It offers a comprehensive portfolio of security and protection services which can be tailored to meet specific needs and situations. Services offered include personal protection, risk analysis, crisis response, guidance and strategic planning, maritime protection, travel security, legal investigation, and POA security programs. Client contracts range from hourly to yearly, depending on the type of service being provided. The company can fulfill any client contract by utilizing a network of specialized consultants. Management has 100-plus combined years of experience conducting security and protection operations. Learn more by visiting www.customprotectionservices.com and by checking out all their social media links. Make sure you check out additional radio shows by clicking on the Custom Protection Services radio show segments on buildingfortunesradio.com. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. Now back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Ingles here with Rock, and we're talking about Custom Protection Services. Their OTC traded symbol is CSPS, and we just wanted to let you know that stuff because obviously every company needs the funds to grow, and there's probably an unlimited number of people that probably need Rock services, and you can hear great guys. Listen to the previous radio shows as well, and you'll be able to learn a little bit more about what's going on. Rock, I'll let you wrap this up, but one thing that I just want to mention, when we were dealing with this coronavirus thing a couple of months ago, we were hearing people say, well, it's not that bad. We have it under control. We have it contained. We think it's only old people, blah, blah, blah. And now we found that all the things that we were told, here's my underlining statement, all the things that we were told wound up not to be a lie, but they just wound up to be clarified, let's say. They were untrue. It was a lot worse than what we think. You're mentioning things like prisoners being released from prisons. We're talking about unemployment rising. I see anywhere from 2 to 3 to 4 months from now, the security needs of almost every business being a super-duper big concern, and they're not going to be able to say to their favorite employee, hey, go guard the dog or go guard the door. The reality is going to be they're going to need professional people that are fully trained to be able to handle these volatile situations. So for those people listening in, that's why you need Custom Protection Services, and that's why Custom is in their name. So, Rock, over to you.
Well, what you just said is so true. It will actually go toward their bottom line. A lot of times people, when they have hard financial times, and if they've had security, and I don't mean the cameras where you can just see what happens after it happens and not stop it, but real security, armed security even. But when they times get maybe a little tough, the first thing they let go is security. Well, I can assure you that now insurance companies are going to start giving you discounts if you have armed security instead of letting the security go first, figure some other way within your network and your budget, but keep your security.
Excellent point. So if you happen to not own a company, but you talk to an owner of a company, you might want to have him or her or them listen to this radio show because there's so many other things that they're thinking about they're probably not thinking about some of the things that Rock had mentioned on this and then previous radio shows. So check them out if you go to customprotectionservices.com, and then also if you go to buildingforgesradio.com and then look for Custom Protection Services, like I said, you'll be able to hear this radio shows as well. So, Rock, I'll give you the next minute or so, whatever you need, to wrap it up. And thanks for being here. I know you're busy.
Well, as a matter of fact, you know, you started the show by saying first time we talked, I was in the bunker. Well, I'm in the bunker again.
So, there we go.
Not to protect me so much, but to operate and to maneuver all of our personnel to make sure that people that, I don't want to say first come, first serve, there's only so much and there's only so many people that we can handle, although we're growing, you know, we're advertising, we're hiring every day, anyone out there. And we love ex-military people because our services are basically guard services. We don't carry around notebooks and write tickets. If you are looking, or anyone is looking for protection, define in your mind what you mean protection. And then what will come to your mind should be Custom Protection Services. Give us a call and drop us an email. You can drop us an email at rock@customprotectionservices.com or info@customprotectionservices.com. Either way, we'll get back with you, and I'll even take your personal email, and I will get back to you. So, again, Peter, thanks for having us on, and I hope everyone will go back, if you will, think a few weeks ago when I started talking to you about this, before it even hit the ground, we were talking about it, as you pointed out, and a lot of people have said, well, that'll never happen. Well, folks, it's here.
Right. Perfect. And thanks for spending some time with us. I know catching you is real tough. You're so busy servicing your customers. We're going to catch everybody next time on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to the Custom Protection Services Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks for listening. Custom Protection Services Incorporated provides a hands-on approach and is dedicated to your personal and your company's safety and security. Check out www.customprotectionservices.com and follow them on all their social media platforms. From all of us at Custom Protection Services and Building Fortunes Radio, we hope to offer you a comprehensive portfolio of security and protection services which can be tailored to meet your specific needs and situations. Thanks for listening, and refer the people important to you. Go to www.customprotectionservices.com.